Welcome to the CFC Jacks Midweek Podcast, where we discuss topics related to becoming a fully devoted, Spirit-empowered Christ follower. We hope that wherever you are today, you'll be encouraged by the truths discussed in this podcast.
Well, welcome to Q&A. We're so glad that you've joined us this morning. And so you will see there's a number across the screen. That is so you can text in your questions this morning. And Tom gets to answer them today. So we're so happy to have him here with us this morning. It was a joy to get to hear you teach. That's the first time I've ever been able to sit and hear your teaching. Yeah.
Yeah. Well, I've taught here maybe three times or so previously in our missions journey and was along there. But first on staff. So it was a little nerve-wracking. I might be more nervous about the Q&A time than I am about preaching, so we'll see. Welcome to the new guy. Let's see if we can tax him or something. I'm not sure.
Yeah. We'll be gentle. Okay. It'll be good, fun. Good. But so grateful, and this is just a great way to continue as we're closing in on the end of the discipleship series, but to be able to walk through this passage in John was powerful. Mm. It was really a great opportunity to do this.
Yeah, Doug set me up. He asked if I would take this passage of scripture, and I've probably preached on it before, but didn't pull out an old message, just started from scratch. And I've been convicted by the series myself and thinking sure. about reaching lost people and thinking about my neighbors. And, you know, we've been talking about people that we work with and people that we, accidental neighbors, you know,
right.
the things we've been talking about. So even as a pastor, I've felt convicted. So it was a joy to do that. I think it was a joy just to proclaim I am and for him to be honored by us celebrating who he is.
Absolutely. Yeah. Absolutely. Mm. And that is the antithesis of why we want to share because yeah. of I am.
Yeah.
So first question here. So at the bottom, we talked about or bottom towards the end, the obstacles or roadblocks. There's yes. a specific question here. How do you share with someone who says, I tried the Christian thing and it didn't work out for me. It was one failure after another. It's not for me.
Well, yeah. Tracy, we know this is true. People can have, even people who are believers can have roller coaster experiences where I'm up
Absolutely.
And I'm trying to figure out my faith walk. And one of the things we know is that once we're welcomed into the family of God and we have faith and we believe here at CFC that there's eternal security, mm-hmm. meaning that when I come to faith in Jesus Christ, that's not something that I do multiple times.
Right.
So I really believe in our hearts that once genuine faith is a part of the reality and a person comes to faith in who Jesus Christ is and believes what we talked about this morning, that you don't have to second guess that. And so maybe for a person who's, I want to think that maybe genuinely never really came to that place. I've just tried Jesus on like I try a new shirt on.
Right.
And I wear him for a while, which is a series of defeats, the roller coaster, right? I'm up and then I'm down and like I just can't figure this out. But if I genuinely know in my heart that I've given my life to Jesus Christ and been born again, then I need to fall back on that. And I need to trust the Spirit of God that lives inside of me and I guess as well, trying not to do it my own energy or zeal, right?
Mm-hmm.
You know, because that's not going to last either. So understanding the Spirit of God lives in me, then I have the power to live for Jesus Christ. Sounds simple, but I think it's that progressive sanctification process right. we're on where we're constantly being renewed in our faith.
Oh, yeah. absolutely. And it's so easy to beat yourself up over perceived failures or something yeah. I didn't live up to. My own expectation or something, you know, but in those opportunities, it's such an amazing joy. At some point you get to the joy, I think, even in the struggle of learning that dependency on the Lord and just that refreshing reminder of his forgiveness. We're never going to do it perfectly, but to your point, we have the Spirit of God yeah. in us yeah. to give us all that we need to do for all that he's called us to do.
Yeah.
And oftentimes, those failures are some of our biggest growth points right. because of how he uses that to grow us.
Yeah. I think I would add to that, without taking too much on the first question, is be careful not to isolate ourselves.
Oh, yeah.
Because there is the church, mm-hmm. and here we equip and we train and we help people in so many different ways in walking with Jesus. that in a defeat, sometimes what people do is they'll isolate themselves and they'll think, well, that's this true. Isn't working. So then I pull away from the very fabric of the support system that God has given me. And then I do feel lonely and I do feel defeated when he's created a group of people to walk with us and to be encouraged yeah. by. And I think that's what the church is about. I think that's why God has helped us through the local church.
That's a great reminder. Mm. The community, the power of community.
Yes.
As we walk this journey. Yeah. So there's a question here. So with chapter 14, it says, why did John 14 passage seem to separate Jesus from God?
And that's related to what verse of scripture, maybe?
I was talking about John 14.
Okay.
In this passage, maybe referring to Jesus being the way to the Father as a...
I'm not sure what verse we might be talking about. One of the things we understand the reality of, if Jesus ever was separated from God, it was on the cross, right?
Right.
Mm-hmm. When the reality of him being separated for... It was the time when he was going to bear the weight of the world upon himself and this short period of time where he was actually, you know, absent from the Father. But I think the plot along the way and what Jesus is getting at in John 14 is the fact that he is leaving. He's going to be separated mm-hmm. from these guys. They don't understand what's going on. But I don't think anywhere in there is a separation from God the Father. There's this, because maybe I'm not understanding the question right, but...
Well, and he's never separating himself as a separate entity, if you will. They're still one.
Yeah. Yeah. And John chapter 17, he makes that really clear. Mm-hmm. The Father and I are one, and even now desires for us to be one mm-hmm. and the disciples to be one, right? As he mm-hmm. prays for them and even prays for us that we'd be united in that. So, yeah, sorry, I'm not sure I grasped the question.
Oh, no, I think that does answer that. And without a specific verse can be a little tricky. So similar to when we talked earlier on the first question about responding to someone in a particular situation, you know, there's so many different circumstances of life. But this other next question is, what about people who don't think there is any way or any heaven, hell, or afterlife?
I think a lot of people are there. And I think understanding, contextualizing the United States living in Jacksonville, what that looks like, I think it's exasperated on the field, on the mission field, in different places. What do you think? I mean, how would you respond? Like if you were sitting having coffee with a lady friend and she says that to you, how would you think you would respond to that?
That's a good question. I mean, one, knowing I can't change anybody's mind or anybody's heart in that. So I think the first thing I would think like, oh Lord, let me start praying over this because I can't change someone's heart. I think walking through scripture that we are created in the image of God, that we are created with a physical body and then also a spirit, you know, you can start having some conversations about those. Sometimes people believe in spirituality as a more generic idea. And if so, perhaps that's a way to lead into additional questions of, well, then does that just die? And, you know, your spirit, or does it live on? And you can have questions and bring that back to scripture. But depending on what they think of scripture at that time,
whether it's truth or not,
they might not. So it could be a lot of listening.
Yeah.
At that point, I hear what you're saying. Can I share with you what I've experienced and how I've experienced the Lord is true and how I don't have fear of death or my future because of Christ, and bringing that back to my story and then allowing the Lord to work at that point. Yeah. I mean, that's where the Lord, as you said, has to unveil and open their eyes to
so
that.
They can see. And that's what Paul goes on to say. If we could have read the rest of 2 Corinthians chapter 4, that's what he goes on to say, shining the light of the gospel into their hearts so they can come to faith in Jesus Christ. The other thing I would add to that is there's nothing, and we talked about in this series, there's nothing more powerful than your personal life story, your faith story of how you came to Jesus Christ. So if they're struggling in the text, because I'm wondering whether this is really true, when you tell them about your life experience, now your experience doesn't trump the scriptures we talked about, But it's a way of bringing this book to life about how it changed your life.
Absolutely.
And if he did that for you, then would he do that for me? And we would say, yeah, like he really wants,
absolutely,
he
yeah.
wants to do that for
yes.
you. So we talked about it in the series, didn't we? Do you remember when Doug set us up by saying, share your testimony?
Mm-hmm.
By sharing your testimony is one of the ways that we can reach a lost world and reach our neighbors is through our own faith story.
Right.
I love it in baptism class, because in baptism class, when we do that, we get everybody ready for a faith story. And sometimes people come in a baptism class and the reality is they'll say, Tom, I don't have a faith story.
Hmm.
And so we say, hey, can I help you with that? And so I would do something even as simple as what I did this morning is just walk through the an outline of the basic call to salvation
yeah.
and understanding who you are and who God is. And people can seem to understand that.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
Because ultimately, it's not our job to convince anybody. That is the work of the Holy Spirit completely. And if he's, like, to your point, I just love that reminder. If he's given you a story, share your story.
Yeah.
Because I'm not going to understand everything.
Yeah.
So I am not going to be able to answer
right.
everybody's questions on every topic. And it's okay to admit, you know, I don't know the answer to that question.
Yeah.
But here's how the Lord has worked in my
yeah.
life.
And I love what you said. I don't think I said it this morning. You were in the service this morning, but it's, and I think people understand this, but it's not up to us
yeah.
to make sure that people are going to drive on the way lane. Like I can bring them over. I can introduce, I can take them through the speed
bumps, mm-hmm.
but I can't make them drive in the sun pass lane.
Right.
I can't force them to do that. God has to do that. And I think that's where he calls us to be faithful to the truth of the gospel. And then he'll provide the way for them to understand that and embrace it. Yeah.
Yeah. Question here. So how can a God that loves us so much and is the way take someone that believed in him for her or during their life, take them away suddenly? So it sounds like a hard loss.
A person who came to faith in Jesus Christ and then mm-hmm. death, maybe premature death. We would say premature death because maybe they were younger or
sure.
we expect old people to die. We don't expect young people to die.
Yeah.
Yeah. Wow. I don't know what's behind that question. Maybe a person who's had that mm-hmm. experience. But Tracy, it's so hard. I just want to weep right now. It's so hard to understand situations like that. And having walk journeys with people, I think when we believe this book and we trust his plan and who he is, then I can also trust him that when these things happen in my life that I don't understand and I don't have answers, but I believe in a personal God who'll give me the personal strength, remember that,
mm-hmm.
to be able to get through that situation because that's who he is. And I'm not going to simplify this. I'm not even going to pretend to answer this question because I think, I don't know. It's very difficult to understand. But we also know that he does things according to his will for his mm-hmm. good. And so as a believer, when I've had these situations, I also want to believe that God's going to take that seems evil and bad and is going to use it for his good, for his glory. And maybe the loss of that person will lead to another person coming to faith. I don't know. It's not a promise, but I know that God will use it for good for
yes.
the believer. Yeah.
Absolutely.
Yeah.
And I think probably many of us can look back to a really difficult time in our life when Romans 8:28,
yeah.
that promise, the Lord will use all things for the good of those who love him for his glory and our good. That's when that verse came to life for me, was in the hard.
Yeah.
When it seemed like, why? There's nothing good that can come of this. There's no reason for this.
Yeah.
But yet, scripture came to life, and I experienced it in a way that I'd never had before, in a real way, in the midst of a hard circumstance.
Yeah.
Not the same as what's being described here, but in a different hard. But the Lord truly used that for good. And I don't mean that to sound lighthearted. Oh, it's
yeah.
everything's great. It was hard.
Totally. No,
it was hard. And that was a gift of the Lord
yeah.
that he used his word in that way in my
right.
life.
When I looked at that verse one and I talked about the troubled hearts of the disciples, mm-hmm. I want to speak to the troubled hearts that aren't disciples.
Right.
And possibly God is bringing heartache and difficulty and things into my life, hard times, troubled times, in order to reveal himself to me.
That's
now,
true.
we wouldn't choose that route. We wouldn't do that to our kids. We wouldn't do that to our neighbors. But sometimes God does that, just like you just described in your own life. And it's sometimes it's a way of getting our attention and drawing us in and saying, hey, there's got to be more to this. There's more to life in this. And that eternity that he put in their hearts is being nurtured to come to believe that he's the answer to those questions or those troubles. I believe that's true. And I believe he does it.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
Absolutely. And that sounds like a really difficult situation. And, you know, if someone is walking through that as a church, we are here to pray for and to serve and help if any way that we can engage with you in that.
Yeah.
I know sometimes it can be hard to fit everything you want to fit into that block of time and teaching in the morning. Is there anything that you either didn't have time for that you would want to go over one more time as we wrap up today?
Yeah, I think there's a big theological question here that I couldn't address on the platform. It would be a separate message by itself, but sometimes we'll get the question is, so what about people who've never heard the gospel? What about people who, like we sing about the sweet name of Jesus Christ at the end there, but what if they've never heard his name?
Mm-hmm.
And that's a hard reality. And having served on the mission field, it's just a really difficult question to answer. And often when people ask that question, there's two things going on in my mind, and I'll do this quickly, is that be careful that people aren't using that to deflect themselves away from what the Lord's doing in their lives.
Mm.
Remember in John chapter 21, when we get to the end of the chapter and Jesus restores Peter, and Peter looks over and sees John, and then he says, well, what about him?
Right.
What about him? And Jesus turns to Peter and says, what about him? Sometimes people will say, well, what about all the lost people who've never heard about Jesus? I want to turn it to them and say, well, what about those who have heard? So let's look at you and where you are in this. And then we could go to Romans chapter 10, and we could talk about what Paul talks about. How will they hear unless somebody takes the gospel to them? And so we're on a plan. We're committed to missions. I still feel like a missionary. Like, even though I'm on staff here and I'm not dispatched to another part of the world, that we're on mission to reach our neighbors, and they're not going to hear, they're not going to understand unless we tell them. So I can't always worry about the 8 billion, but I can worry about the 13 that God's put around me, some in my family, some that I work with, some in my school, some in my gym. They can hear. At least I can go to the ones who can hear.
Yeah. Right. You talked about the 8 billion. We're not sent to all 8 billion, but those who are immediately around us. You know, that's something we've talked about a lot with Bless, is beginning with prayer and to ask the Lord, who is that around you that accidentally you're running into?
Yeah. So remind us of Bless. Bless begins with prayer.
Prayer, listen, eat, serve, and share his story, your story and his.
Yeah, sure. And that includes even being able to be poised enough and equipped enough to share the gospel. At some point, they need to understand the death, burial, resurrection of Jesus Christ. Paul says that is the gospel.
Yes. And just like you've mentioned earlier, don't discount your story and being able to share the gospel through your personal story and how he has changed your life.
Amen.
There's a good story there. Well, thank you, Tom. It's
hey,
so
thanks.
Fun.
Yeah, I'm on the hot seat and I love it. I love what's happening here at CFC, and I enjoy serving with you and our pastoral team and the staff at CFC. It's been a real joy. It's a lot of fun.
Oh, it's been so fun to have you. Welcome, new guy.
The baptizer.
Yay,
the baptizer.
Well, thank you so much for all of your questions. Thanks for joining us today. I hope you have a great afternoon.
Thanks for listening to this episode of the CFC Jacks podcast. Be sure to watch as we release new teachings weekly, along with additional content during the week. If you'd like more information about our church, please visit us at www.cfcjacks.com. Thanks for listening.